You are listening to Let's Get Metaphysical. This podcast explores the spiritual and metaphysical world through the experiences and opinions of the host and those interviewed. It should not necessarily be seen as direct endorsement or personal advice to our listeners. We encourage you to use your own discernment, judgment, and intuition regarding anything you learn from this show.
Let's get metaphysical.
Welcome to Let's Get Metaphysical. I'm your host, Renata Maniaci. Here to remind you that you are a soul having a physical human experience at this time. Don't you forget it. This is season four, our season of miracles, and I'm devoting this whole season to one special person and to the community his miracles and teachings have benefited. His name is Master John Douglas. In the first episode of this season, episode 37, I gave a more thorough intro into who Master John Douglas is, how I became acquainted with his work, and some terms that are going to be used throughout this season. If you have not listened to episode 37 yet, I encourage you to do so before listening in to this one. Today, we are going to share more true physical healing miracles directly from the people involved, all attributed to Master John Douglas and the Master Healing Angels he works with. We will hear another story of curing Lyme disease, and also we will hear from a former Olympic athlete and her curing of what doctors call chronic fatigue. We'll also hear stories about leaky gut, the curing of staph infection, debilitating back pain, and parasites affecting the nervous system. In today's episode, one of the guests mentions an SFR. This stands for Silent Faith Remote. The Silent Faith Remote healings are faith-based and done on the level of silence. Once requested, the work is done by God and the Master Angels on the subtle, silent levels. There is no written or verbal interaction during or after these remote healings. The Silent Faith Remote healings can be ordered through the masterangels.org website and can be used for remediation and mitigation of a health challenge or a specific situation that is in need of divine attention or support. These remote healings have been so powerful for so many people that we are devoting an entire episode to them later this season. If you or anyone you know is suffering from Lyme disease, please be sure to listen in to the end of this episode for some specific information about Lyme. Now, let's jump right into the interviews. Are you ready? Let's get miraculous.
Hi, I'm Nancy, and I would like to share an experience that really involves two miracles. The first miracle involves my son, and the situation was that when he was 13 years old, he fell sick with a fever that included a circular, large red rash on his leg that the doctor thought was a spider bite at the time. We didn't know then that he actually had picked up a Lyme disease infection from a tick bite. He went from being a supreme athlete, being able to run, swim, doing all these sports very well, to all of a sudden becoming very weak and tired. And so at the age of 13, he started losing his health and it went downhill for 7 years. He spent most of his time in bed or on the couch. And the doctors didn't really know what to do with him. They couldn't find what was causing his sickness. Until he was 19 years old, and a Lyme-literate medical doctor sent his lab work to a specialized lab that handles tick-borne infections. His tests came back positive for Lyme disease. He began a course of high-dose, long-term antibiotics, which made him worse, and he wasn't improving at all. We also tried alternative methods, and nothing helped. So at the age of 20, in 2010, a friend who had been very sick herself with Lyme disease called to tell me that her Lyme disease was completely gone and she felt great. She told me that the previous spring, she had gone to see a spiritual healer, Master John Douglas, who would actually be coming to town again the following week for another workshop. When my son heard about this, it really perked up his interest. We had tried everything else, and we both felt there was nothing to lose by going. So we went to the workshop and lecture, and at the end, Master John facilitated a group healing for everyone there, which included a healing that would kill all of the Lyme disease and co-infections in the people there who had Lyme disease. After the group healing, Master John told my son that he would need to do a detox in order to start to feel better, because it was the toxins that come from the Lyme that actually cause the symptoms. So he did a detox protocol for several months. And I would say within a year, he completely got his life back. And he went from being bedridden, under the covers, with a down coat on, always being cold and weak and very sick, to starting to ride his bike like 30 to 70 miles a day. He started his own business. He became a certified arborist working on trees, and he started climbing trees and actually looking like Hercules, feeling strong. So the first miracle was that my son got his life back. And that was 10 years ago. He is now married, has a child, and his business is going stronger than ever. The second miracle was for me to witness this life-changing event in my son's life. After all these years, to me, it was nothing short of a miracle. I had unbelievable gratitude, and it gave me a faith, an unshakable faith in a higher power. I attended future Master John Douglas workshops and advanced workshops, and I continued to receive the angelic reformation healings that are available there, both spiritual and physical. And those have brought me the greatest joy in this life, and I am very grateful. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Michaela, and I met Master John about 4 years ago. I was really sick, and I knew I needed some sort of miracle to get better because nobody was helping me. I went to so many different doctors, and I ended up having what they called chronic fatigue, but Master John now speaks of it as just, that's kind of just a name that they give it because they don't really know what else to call it when you can't get out of bed for 3 years. So yeah, I was just so fatigued constantly. I felt so heavy and tired, and I just didn't know what was wrong with me. And I used to actually be a gymnast, and I trained 8 hours a day all the time, was in the Olympics. And so it was just like a huge juxtaposition. Like, it didn't make sense for me to go from being like a high energy, hardworking person to then thinking I was crazy. Like, I was like, who am I now? Like, am I lazy? What's wrong? Because you go to doctors and they tell you that you're making it up. And yeah, so that was like a big part of being sick, was also the mental like toll that it took on me. Just I didn't know who I was anymore. And I also knew that there was just something missing in my life spiritually. And ever since I was young, I always knew I wanted to meet like some sort of guru or something. And it was crazy that I ended up meeting a friend in Long Beach, where I'm from. And she told me, I think this Master John guy could maybe help you, and he works with angels. And I was like, oh, I love angels. Like, I was already kind of into like Doreen Virtue at the time, and just like people that were into the spiritual type stuff, which is not, he also helps with understanding spirituality a little better. It's not so like woo-woo, it's just like truth, which I loved about him right away. I connected with it so much. It felt like everything that was missing in the spiritual world for me. Anyway, when I met him, it literally felt like the missing piece of my life that I was always looking for. And then I got to have a 5-minute session with him. And I walked in, and I was still like pretty tired that day. But after he spoke, I felt so much bliss. Like, I actually, my mom went with me, and we were laughing the whole time. It was actually rude, like, but we couldn't stop laughing. That's how much bliss when you see Master John, it like brings this childness out of you. And when you see the people that come to the events that have been around for a while, there's this light to them. And Master John always mentions that. So for new people that come to the events, they have to look out for that. So my five minute session with him, I walked in and he's so peaceful and kind. And I said, "Hi, I've just been dealing with terrible fatigue." And I gave him the paper that literally said chronic fatigue. I had leaky gut. I had stomach issues so bad that I couldn't eat anything, with almost passing out. I was having like histamine reactions and didn't really know what was going on. So that was the other side of the health issue. But I wanted to talk about the chronic fatigue first. So yeah, in a second, he's like, "Oh, that's a bone marrow infection," which he kind of explains in his lectures a little more, is about mold that can get into your bone, like bone marrow stuff. He makes it sound like it makes way more sense, but he killed it for me. And I felt literally burning in my chest and in my throat, like something just like exploded. And I jumped, like, because with gymnastics, like, I know pain, and I like it literally hurt. I was like, "Whoa, like, what was that?" And he was like, "That's all the toxins from like a terrible bone marrow infection you had that I just killed. And it was all the toxins just like exploding at once and like flushing out of my body. And it had been in there for like 4 years. So it felt like it was really painful, actually, but like I needed it." Yeah. And I have not had chronic fatigue since. I was like so energized after. I felt good again. I got back to like living my life, and it was weird. And that's what Master John's kind of people talk about, is when you're around him, miracles become so just a part of your life. You just see it happen all the time. I have a friend who was cured from Lyme's disease, and my dad actually passed away early this year. And there was so many blessings that came along with that Master John helped me with. And yeah, so another thing that he helped me with was extremely bad, like leaky gut and digestive issues. It didn't get healed right away. I had to actually stick around him for like a year to get better. And for people that see Master John and struggle for a couple years, it's usually just karmic, and he talks about it. But now I'm all better, and I can like eat normal food again. And it was just a part of my path and needing to stick around to be a part of the family. So, but yeah, for people that also have terrible digestive stuff, he's your guy.
Hi, my name is Uche. I'm happy to be here. My miracle occurred May 11, 2019. I thought I had torn my ACL on my right knee. Turns out that once I had a session with Master John, he had found three different things in my knee: a unknown parasites, because I lived in India, antibiotic resistant stuff, and then also, yeah, staph, antibiotic resistant bacteria, as well as like unknown parasites I must have picked up. So there's a lot of inflammation there. And so it looked like I had torn my knee on the x-ray, according to the doctors, but he cured that in less than like 2 minutes. And then, you know, the week after that, he had warned me that, "Hey, take it easy. It's going to be sore for a bit." And that exactly happened. And then after a week, I started to regain function. And this is something I've been dealing with for 2 years, because to get back to normal function. And now my right knee is actually like pretty much 100%. I've been going back to the gym, training it. So it's been fantastic.
That's amazing. How long was it kind of out of commission for?
A good year and a half to 2 years. Wow. Because you don't quite get your full mobility. Like the first, you know, 6 months, I couldn't actually move. So then there was a lot of atrophy. Then I started rebuilding it for a year, and I had it to maybe like 70%, but it never seemed to be quite right. I was just wondering, like, why is it taking so long? And then I was fortunate enough to see Master John and find out that it actually wasn't, the inflammation wasn't caused by the tear, but all these things that were in there. So once he cleaned that up, then it was really just about getting the strength back. So, which I've been doing for the last couple of months after he healed and got rid of all those diseases and infections and creatures. And now it's like back to 100%.
That's amazing.
I know.
Hi, my name is Ida, and my story with Master John Douglas is I have tons, but the ones that I can really think about, which was the most pain I've ever experienced in 2016, I moved into my apartment and hurt my back. I woke up the next day, I could barely walk. Took me like 15 minutes to even get into my car. I had to go to work, driving to work, I'm in pain. It's probably like around like 7 out of 10. And then I get to the parking garage of my work. I get out of my car, put my laptop on, then my key falls, and I go to pick up my keys, and boom, I am at all fours in the middle of my work parking lot, and I cannot get up. You could not pay me $1 million to get up. I was in so much pain. It was the most debilitating pain ever, and I just prayed, please, Master Angels, please help me, help me, help me. And these two emergency doctors happened to be there in the parking lot, and they just came, and they were like, ma'am, are you okay? Are you okay? And it's like, I cannot move. And they slowly helped me up. I went to urgent care. Urgent care didn't know what to do. I mean, it was sciatica pain, they basically said, and gave me a bunch of steroids and pain medicine. I went home, took the ibuprofen and the pain medicine, decided to take a steroid. I'm not a pill person at all, but basically had suicidal thoughts that night based because on the steroids. And I was like, couldn't even believe. I mean, it was the worst feeling I've ever experienced. Threw the steroids away. And then the next day, I just slept. I just took care of myself, put a heating pad. And then I decided, I'm fine. I think I'm going to just go out to the restaurant. And I decided to go to the restaurant, just sat for way too long in the middle of the restaurant, had another episode where I was just, again, debilitated. I couldn't sit. I couldn't stand in the middle of the restaurant. I had to have an ambulance come and take me and put morphine in my arms just to actually have me sleep in the bed so they could put me in the ambulance and take me back. It was just the worst pain I've ever experienced in my whole entire life. I don't wish that pain on anybody. And then for the next 2 or 3 months, I did physical therapy. I couldn't really work or do anything. I had to have people come drive me. Went to a lot of doctors, orthopedic surgeons, neurologists, and they all said I needed surgery. I knew I didn't need surgery. And when Master John Douglas came, at that time, there was no silent faith remote, so you had to kind of see him. He saw an infection in my spine and my sciatica that was causing this. He killed it. I stopped going to physical therapy. I was completely healed. I mean, it was incredible. 6 months later, I actually registered to become a yoga teacher. And I was just in the best shape of my life, really toned up, started doing yoga. And I'm just like so, so grateful to Master John, because not only did I experience the worst pain of my life, but I also really realized that pain was gift. And I experienced that 2 months, a whole, you know, what's called a dark night of the soul, which I really was able to change and receive and allow help from the Master Angels and the God. So that's my story.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
All right. So my name is John. My health story begins back in high school. I was a healthy kid to start with. And gradually over the years, I started becoming more fatigued. I started having more bizarre neurological problems, weird things, tingles, vision problems, paresthesias. And that fatigue and neurological dysfunction got progressively worse over about a decade until I was in my early 20s and I was in graduate school. And I finally got so fatigued that I could not go on any longer. I had to move back in to my parents. Then I went to see a functional medicine doctor. And at that time, the functional medicine doctor gave me what's called a chelation challenge test. So a chelation challenge test in integrative medicine is generally where the practitioner administers a dose of a medication that binds heavy metals and pulls them out of the body. And they compare the amount of heavy metals in the urine before the challenge test and after. And they believe that that provides an indication of the patient's heavy metal burden. So I did one of these. I was given a dose of DMPS, which is a chelating drug, and it absolutely ripped me apart. It presumably redistributed a bunch of metals in my body and caused severe mental agitation and neurological problems, organ problems, digestive problems. And afterwards, I began declining neurologically very rapidly. So for 1 year after taking that challenge test, I was essentially losing some aspect of motor function. Every month, every week, something else would start to deteriorate.
What's an example of something that was?
So I started to have a condition that looked a little bit like Parkinson's and a little bit like MS, and no neurologist could adequately diagnose the condition. Essentially, it involved weakness and stiffness and contortion in the limbs, cramping. It was getting to the point where I was not able to use a computer very well because of the pain and cramping and weakness in my hands. Even using my foot to on the gas pedal in the car was becoming difficult. And I was getting to the point where driving wasn't going to be happening very much longer. Huh. Walking was a huge strain. I didn't quite need a cane yet, but I was, if this condition had gone on much longer, I'd be in a wheelchair, no doubt. So that went on for 1 year. And I was diagnosed with Lyme disease. That's what they thought I had. I took massive amounts of antibiotics and none of them really worked. And then finally, my mom had heard via a friend of a friend that there was this guy named Master John Douglas who could cure Lyme disease. And I was so desperate, I just said, sure, what the heck, let's give it a go. And at that point, we drove over to Iowa City to see him. And he took one look at me and said, you don't have Lyme disease. You have a parasite eating the myelin sheath on your nerves. Mm. And he could tell me exactly how inflamed my nervous system was, where the parasite had done a lot of the damage. And via his angelic helpers, he was able to kill this infection, and I have been in a gradual recovery ever since then. Huh. That happened April 17th, 2016, and every year I'm stronger, more energetic, and have more motor function than the last, and I'm now able to work full-time, and yeah.
That's amazing. That's a really great story.
One thing I'll add is that I learned from Master John that taking that chelation challenge test had essentially weakened me enough to enable this parasite that was presumably already there to come out and just stage an all-out attack on the nervous system. But I'd probably had that thing for a long time.
That's so interesting. Would you consider, I guess the question I want to ask is, did you believe in miracles before this experience?
I think on some very, very far off level, I certainly didn't expect it to happen to me.
Right.
The other thing that I should add is that of all the antibiotics I tried for Lyme, none of them worked, including some really powerful IV antibiotics, which should have told me right away that it probably didn't have a bacterial infection, except for one, which interestingly kills parasites too. So it was almost like proof.
Yeah.
And John didn't know that when I told him, or when he told me I had a parasite.
Okay.
But it was my proof that he knew what he was.
That was for you. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing.
Sure. One last thing I want to add is that the physical healing I received was really a window into the broader spiritual work that John and the Master Angels are doing and are offering us here. As horrible as the suffering that I went through was, I would essentially say that it was worth it for the spiritual blessings I've received and continue to receive on this path.
That's awesome. We hear a lot of that in this community too, of people, you know, reaching that point where they see that health is a window that he's reaching people through, and then their real spiritual growth begins. It's really beautiful. That's it. That is your experience as well. Cool. Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed these true, incredible stories of miraculous physical healings. If you enjoyed these, you will love our upcoming episodes, which include miraculous healing of major emotional and mental diseases, miracles with pets, miracles with money, and so much more. But first, our next episode is an extraordinary interview with one of the medical doctors who follows Master John's work, Dr. Richard Sarnett. Dr. Sarnett is a medical doctor who has written several peer-reviewed papers about illnesses that Master John has cured. and recently published a book, Medical Miracles, with several case studies of people cured by Master John and the Master Healing Angels. The book is an easy-to-read, useful tool for anyone looking to learn a bit more about this angelic work. Medical Miracles by Dr. Richard Sarnett is available now on Amazon. Don't miss this next episode. It is an incredibly insightful interview. For those who are interested in learning more, please visit www.masterangels.org. There are also free introductory calls with healing processes and recorded teleseminar excerpts to introduce Master Angels and Master John to people around the world. For more details, visit mjdintro.org. This is the Master John Douglas Intro website. And again, that is mjdintro.org. This website has all the information you need to join in a free introductory call, and it is a great way to get acquainted with this angelic way of healing. If you or anyone you know has Lyme disease, the MJD Intro website also has Lyme Protocol calls, where you will learn about Master John Douglas's success with thousands of Lyme cases. The Lyme Disease Protocol call features a brief introduction, previously recorded teleseminar excerpts about Master John's work on Lyme disease, a spiritual development process, the detoxification protocol, and a personal testimonial. This call is offered twice monthly to accommodate as many time zones as possible. Get all of this information at mjdintro.org. And I personally know several people who have been cured of Lyme disease with Master John and the Master Healing Angels' work and this detox protocol. Our bonus content for today's episode is a discussion with Lyme disease expert and survivor, Melinda, joining us all the way from Australia. Master John Douglas cured Melinda's Lyme disease after her suffering for several years. Melinda tells us all about her story, the importance of the detox process, and more about the Lyme protocol calls. Hear the bonus content by becoming a patron of the podcast at patreon.com/letsgetmeta. Our patrons keep this show going, so a special shout out to all of our new patrons so far this year. Thank you so much, and I am just so grateful for our growing metaphysician community over on Patreon. I'm going to leave it there for today. Thank you so much for listening. Stay meta.
The statements and advice offered in this podcast are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or medical condition, and are not substitutes for prudent medical care offered by a licensed medical professional. References to healing or treatments in this podcast are describing faith-based blessings performed by God and the Master Healing Angels. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you like what we are doing, please consider becoming a patron of the podcast at patreon.com/letsgetmeta. Our intention is to raise the vibration of the planet by sharing, validating, and normalizing spiritual and metaphysical experiences. If you haven't pledged yet, we would really appreciate your support. It helps keep this show going. Let's Get Metaphysical is a production of the HANA Healing Arts Network. The show's host is Renata Maniachi. The music for this podcast was composed by Rob Trefort of GoldenTurtleSound.org. Thank you for listening. Stay meta.
Let's get meta. Metaphysical. Let's get meta. Metaphysical. Let's get meta. Metaphysical. Let's get meta. Metaphysical.